So do you want to just start talking about what's going on with the sheriff's house and the remodeling?
The sheriff's house is the building in Old Newcastle, a part of First State National Historical Park. First State National Historical Park consists of 7 sites that run throughout the state of Delaware. And there's actually a site, at least in all 3 counties. The First State National Historical Park was designated a national monument in 2013. And at the dedication, you know, we welcomed everyone and we had a big celebration in front of the sheriff's house in Old Newcastle. And the conversation essentially started there, saying that, you know, someday the sheriff's house would be the headquarters for the National Park Unit. And so, you know, you fast forward a few years and we really started working with the state. You know, this is a long process, but our goal was always to turn this into the headquarters for the park unit for operations, and then to also have it operate as a visitor center. So this would be the place where visitors, when they visit a national park, could come in, get some information about the park, kind of understand where they are in context of the 7 sites, learn a little bit about those 7 sites, get a brochure, maybe see a video. But then it is to inspire them to walk around the Old Newcastle, learn more from the other partners in the historic town, and then kind of launch them back out into the national park itself. So with 7 non-contiguous sites throughout the state, we realized that a lot of visitors are not always going to be able to see all 7. And so that's what's going to be really nice about the sheriff's house being rehabbed as a visitor center. It's, you know, it's really going to be that first kind of flag in the ground for the park to say, we're here, you know, come in, learn about the park and understand, you know, this story that we're telling, that we're charged with telling as a national park unit. And that story is really early European settlement in the 1630s with the Swedes and the Dutch and the English to Delaware ratifying the Constitution, you know, at the Golden Fleece Tavern in Dover, becoming the first state.
I know that the sheriff's house was part of the Delaware first prison system. Are they going to learn about that as well?
Absolutely. So with the exhibits on the inside of the sheriff's house, what we're hoping to accomplish and what our plan is really going after is an opportunity for visitors to understand kind of where they are in Newcastle. So the sheriff's house story, that first prison system story, they're going to be able to see, you know, old jail cells and learn about the plan of the building. Now, a lot of those old cells have been demolished. You cannot see them anymore, but you can kind of see the outline of them in the green, especially with a lot of the historic drawings that we have. So we'll have interpretive panels. We'll have these really nice exhibits talking about that and addressing that early Delaware prison system. But then we will also have exhibits that kind of go to my earlier point about putting you in context of the larger story and where you are in terms of the 7 sites.
Do you know if there's a timetable yet for developing the sheriff's house as the main visitor center?
With the recent news release that we sent out, you know, we announced that this plan was successful in passing the National Park Service's Design Advisory Board. And this is a huge step, but it's the first step in many. So this is a long process, and it's because, you know, as a historic building and as a National Park Service building, you know, we have many steps along the way to make sure that we're talking with the public, we're talking with the State Historic Preservation Office, we're working with contractors, and we're going through all of our compliance steps that are necessary in working with historic structures. So we don't have a hard date yet.
Have you guys gotten public feedback on what they want to see with this visitor center?
We have, and there are going to be more in the future as well, because, like I said, we are in the beginning of this whole process of design and construction. So in the earlier years, when we went through the historic structures report process, and we worked with historic architects on that, and then we had to go through, it's called Section 106, which is basically the government process that outlines the steps necessary to engage with the public to make sure that your plans have no adverse effects and so on. And that goes through a lot of review and clearance and, you know, signatures. And of course, we work with the public and the state on that as well. So the public has been involved, but I definitely see their involvement more that we're, now that we're going into this next step.
What about the Beaver Valley part of the park? There's talk about having a satellite office there. Is there anything new regarding that?
There's not too much new information really to share. We had talked about for a while having a kind of like a conservation education visitor contact area out there. So that site, the Beaver Valley unit, consists of 1,100 acres of really beautiful bucolic landscape. There's a lot of Quaker settlement patterns still there, and it's pretty remarkable because you're just taking a few turns off a very busy and dense, you know, 202 highway, and then you're just in the middle of this quiet, you know, serene landscape. So we had talked about creating a space where, even though it's primarily a recreation site, you know, 18 plus miles of multi-use trails, that it would be nice to have a space where people could come in and they can learn from partners like the Nature Conservancy and Stroud Water Research and Delaware Nature Society and so many others that are doing really amazing conservation and environmental education work and watershed stewardship work in the community already. And we could kind of, you know, have this rotating schedule of, you know, come in, learn about the park, and then here's a schedule of all the things happening, and kind of get people back out into the park via the trail systems or, you know, the few parking lots that we have in that unit. You know, it could be a bird walk. It could be macro invertebrate sampling. It could be invasive plant, you know, removal, something very citizen science. So that was kind of our thought and our goal, and I think that that's still something that we would like to reach for. But the park has, with the big Sheriff's House project going on and many other interpretation and education projects going on, that this is something that we're kind of waiting until we have a permanent superintendent in place to really kind of take on, and for the team itself, you know, we're a small staff, but as a team, to think about, you know, the strategic planning of the park as it develops, because we're a new national park unit. You know, we're 6 years old, and the National Park Service is in the forever business. It takes a long time to kind of get up and running, especially when there's collaborative management, like how this park operates with so many operating partners.
What are the other attractions at some of the other sites?
Sure. So I'll kind of go geographically north to south of through the seven sites. So the northernmost unit is Beaver Valley, and that is in northern Wilmington. It kind of straddles the Delaware and Pennsylvania border. Again, that's a recreation site. So, you know, hiking, mountain biking, we have a lot of horseback riders through there. It's a beautiful spot to also maybe drop your canoe or kayak or a tube in, you know, in the creek on beautiful weather days. We have a picnic area there as well, and we always encourage, you know, everyone, if they're coming in with personal items, to, you know, carry in and carry out. Always leave what you see, only take pictures. It's a leave no trace site, but that unit of the park is busy year round. Go coming south a little bit further south into Newcastle County and downtown Wilmington is Old Swedes Church and Burial Grounds and Fort Christina Park. And those two sites really collectively talk about the Swedes landing there in the 1630s and their settlement there with Fort Christina. It's now, you know, the fort is no longer there. So what you see when you go there now is the commemorative space from 1930s, where they dedicated a monument to mark the 300th anniversary of the Swedes landing there. And so that was with President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the Swedish royal family. And so it's a commemorative space. It has like a tree colonnade going down a slate walkway. It's very beautiful. And it's on the Christina River. And then with, you know, only a block and a half away with the Old Swedes Church right there, you know, you have a really incredible history captured on these ornate tombstones, you know, and you have 300 years of history there. Newcastle, there's the Newcastle County Courthouse Museum and the Sheriff's House. And while the Sheriff's House is not open to the public, you know, you can certainly walk around the historic green there, take a tour at the Courthouse Museum. The building next door to the sheriff's house is called the Arsenal, and that is another spot that you can kind of get some information about the city and different historic house tours that they have. And it's just a beautiful area to walk around and really take in. Going a little further south, in Dover, there are two sites. And the first one is the Green in Dover. And that is a literal green space. It's a meeting space. You know, the greens in all of your historic cities up and down the Northeast have always been a place where the community gathers. And so when they were ratifying the Constitution in the Golden Fleece Tavern right there adjacent to the Green, you know, it's just this story of community and of Delaware's, you know, we're gonna do this. And then you have these other historic buildings that just kind of all tell Dover's story of coming together and being developed as the capital city, let alone the place where, you know, you had Underground Railroad trials and you have Delaware ratifying the Constitution and you have a suffrage rally on the Green in the 1920s. And it's just this really powerful space. And then you have the John Dickinson Plantation, which is a beautiful, it's the birthplace of John Dickinson, known as the Penman of the Revolution. And you can take a tour of his home and learn about his family and also learn about all of the enslaved people that lived there as well, the stories of the enslaved people that lived there. You kind of understand how John was able to have the life that he had. So you hear a lot of different stories at that site. And then last but certainly not least, the southernmost site is the Rives Holt House in Lewis, Delaware. And that is it's a site that has another very layered history. And so Lewis, you know, was known as the first town in the first state with Dutch settlement also in the 1630s. The Dutch settlement did not last very long. So you also have a pretty incredible Native American story there.